save that?
I want, yeah, I want, we try to start the episode smelling, so. I hope the mic picked that up.
I don't know. I don't see how it could be.
Well, it's kind of the bass, that one. Did I mention I have a subwoofer in my ass? Oh, that is stinky. Wow, that just hit me.
Dude.
I know, you wouldn't think a fart would smell bad.
I wouldn't.
I intentionally made it smell bad, too. That's a.
You could have excused yourself. What
is that? The truth in comedy.
It's good. You always need a comedy book.
And Kim Howard Johnson.
Luckily, I can't really smell anything. Breathe on my nose, so.
All right.
We're good.
Ready?
We're good.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in.
Hey!
Hey!
Hi!
Thanks for listening to If I'm Louder, I'm Right. I'm Jeffrey Berner.
And I'm Jimmy
DJ Khaled!
Calloway.
So, thanks for listening.
Hey, really?
We appreciate it. Jimmy does. Jimmy Calloway. So, what we do on this show is we debate the real issues.
Yes, the real, very realistic issues.
The actual real issues.
The surround sound issues.
The Bose issues.
The THX issues.
The warning, any copying of this film will result in your imprisonment issues.
The real issues. When you get right down to it.
I don't know what that means.
Oh.
Are you doing some sort of a word association thing?
I don't associate with those sorts of words.
Anyway. Okay, the podcast has been canceled.
Hey, but thanks, seriously.
Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Thanks for tuning in.
Hey, guys.
Hey!
Hey, thanks for tuning in to If I'm Loud or I'm Right.
Hi!
I'm DJ Khaled.
And I'm Jeffrey Berner.
Rolls. Now, we debate things on this show.
Right.
And with us today is our,
Well, before we get to that,
before
Jeffrey.
We cover this person with our bodies,
right?
Before we make sweet love to him, we should talk about our previous moderator.
We should,
a Miss Jamie Gamblin.
Right.
We had to let her go.
Well,
she more resigned than us letting.
You know, there people have callings in life, things that they have to do, destinies.
Yeah, brilliant.
But in Jamie's case, she moved to the great state of Arkansas.
It's Arkansas. It's pronounced. Mm.
What did Kansas. I say?
It's pronounced Kansas.
Arkansas. Oh, right. She moved to Kansas City, Missouri.
Arkansas.
And
Alabama.
She started in Alabama, right.
Yeah.
And she started herself, well, technically a church, but I think the papers have been referring to it as a cult.
Yeah.
Now, look, I'm not here to tell anyone how to worship their make-believe gods. But if you had to worship one, I guess Jamie Gamblin wouldn't be the worst.
Yeah, and I am here to tell you how to worship your make-believe gods.
Oh, that's
gods.
Convenient, then.
And,
that's good.
I recommend worshiping Jamie Gamblin. Not that I'm a member of this cult or anything.
No, no. No, nor am I.
Hey, did you see in the news there's this comet that's coming by?
What?
Yeah.
Is it just going to bop right past?
Yeah, it's just going to kind of, yeah. If you'd, I don't know, it's called Jamie's Comet, actually.
Oh, okay.
Which is a cult worth gambling for, by the way, Jamie Gamblin's.
Right.
That's just what I've heard. Yeah, that's just a
that's
feeling.
That's just what I've heard.
That's just a deep, intuitive feeling.
A death
not
for
like
Jamie is a death worth gambling.
Say, would you? I got a tasty little Kool-Aid kind of elixir here.
That is,
likes,
you
like,
know
a,
what? Can I be honest with you? That's really weird, because I was just thinking, because I think in consonant sounds. I was thinking,
I was thinking, myself.
I was thinking, You know what would really hit the spot right now? Kool-Aid.
Right?
Right?
Right? Oh, yeah. Well, here. What do you like? This is some poison Kool-Aid.
I would, but I think we should do this podcast first. I'm thinking that might be, more prudent.
Yes, that would be more prudent. So, our new permanent moderator.
Yes, we're very excited.
Who
very
I'm sure
pleased.
Will be with us for all of JD, which is of course the year of Jamie.
That's just a particular denotation of time that one could use if one were so inclined.
Which
we're not here to tell
which
anybody.
We might possibly be moving into very
soon. We might not. We probably are, but we might not.
Yes.
But yes, that's our new permanent moderator.
Permanent.
Mr. Shane Brendan.
Shane Brendan, everyone. Hey. Shane, hey. Brendan Fraser, Brendan Shane.
Can't really.
Who was just got back from his practice with his cover band of Drexy's Midnight Runners. Or Dexy's? I always get that mixed up.
Yes. It's Clyde Drexler's Midnight.
It's good to make fun of what the person's Clyde wearing Drexler's Midnight on an audio Trailblazers. Mm.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the listeners at home could hear Shane trying to clap
in his fingerless
gloves. But unable to do so.
They can hear it clapping in gloves, but like, are those fingerless gloves? Those sound fingerless. Those
you can
gloves.
Never tell.
Yeah. Oh, well, no.
I'm in heaven when he smiles.
Well, let's as long as we've got our fingerless gloves, let's just bask in the warmth of this burning trash can.
Let's do.
In the middle of us. Oh. Ooh.
Hey, you guys, I can't wait to let you guys try my mulligan stew.
Mm.
Oh.
I got a recipe off my iPad.
Good. That sounds, hey, Rocky, what's going on? How you doing there?
Hey.
I assume, how are right? You? Was that a scene in there? It doesn't matter. Hey, you just tuned in. If I'm letter, I'm right. Yeah. Hey.
I'm Shane Brendan.
I'm DJ Rick Ross Cap.
And I'm Adam Connie.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Adam. Thanks again for letting us use your place.
No problem.
Shane, we're very excited to have you here, all kidding aside.
Thanks for having me. This is great.
And all kidding aside.
That's it. Good night.
Good night.
All right. Well, all right. Cool.
That was some good debating.
What?
Hey!
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 Oh!
Hey! Shane,
hey.
how was your day?
Oh. Mm. Oh, really good. Really good, actually. I got a lot done today.
Shane, you are such a crack up. Well, my day, it wasn't like the worst day I've ever had.
Oh, it's unfortunate it wasn't the worst day you've ever had. Oh, that's, not a crack up. So, Jimmy, not that we're trying to get sponsored to fund our massive cocaine addictions or anything, but do you want to get some Burger King after this?
You know, no thanks. I mean, there's just something about that place that I just don't like it.
Well, you know, Jimmy, someday you're going to have to let your hatred for monarchy stop intruding on your love for burgers.
You know, I mean, you raise a valid point, but here's the thing about a
monarchy. I like burgers.
Here's the thing about a monarchy system. It's basically just one person in charge of everything. And I think that popular sovereignty, or pop-sov, as the kids call it, is really the system for me. And not just for me, but for everyone. For the population, even. Now, when you have
them...
Yeah, right? What did I say?
The mom and pop.
The mom and pop, your sovereignty. Now, when you have... I don't know if you guys know what a monarchy system is, or a monarchic system is. I'll explain.
That's
so you have a guy...
In effect for about 20 years now.
You have a guy... So, like, as opposed to democracy, which has been in effect for, like, 20 years now.
About 20, 15, 20 years.
With a monarchy, you have a guy, sometimes a gal, but mostly a guy, in a dumb hat and a cape, who is in charge of everything. Now, since he's in charge of everything, he gets, like, a lot of his relatives and stuff, jobs. Like, they get to, and plus they also get to, like, ride the rides at Disneyland before anyone else.
Talk about nepotism.
I know, right? And then on top of that, they get all, like, you know, whereas in a democracy? Am I saying that right? When the money that's put into the government goes back to the people, the money that's put into a monarchy system, it only goes right back to the monarch. So they're spending it on, like, chocolates and shit like that. Which, I mean, I get it, but it doesn't...
That's all wonderful, Jimmy.
Yeah.
But I said talk about nepotism.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I thought you were using, like, a phrase.
I was not.
Oh, okay. Well, nepotism is this thing where, like, okay, like, say you own a factory, and then instead of giving jobs in that factory to the people who are most qualified, you give them to people that you're related to, like your son or your daughter or your daughter's son.
Like
and then
how
despite
I hired my son George Walker Bush.
Right. When you were CEO of America.
Right.
Yeah, it's exactly like that.
Pre-Popsoft days.
Exactly. So then. Then once you do that, it's like, well, I mean, maybe he's qualified, but, I mean, is that really why he got the job? And so there's doubt in there. And then that creates unpopular sovereignty because it's just not popular at all amongst the people, right?
That's all wonderful, Jimmy, but I was just using the phrase talk about something, you know, like talk about nepotism as well as I was also just using the phrase I was not. You know, I was not, wasn't actually telling you to talk about it. I wasn't telling you to talk about nepotism.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I mean, I thought that you were saying that you wanted me to actually talk about it.
But as long as we're on the subject, Jimmy, could you please talk about nepotism?
Oh, well, why certainly, Jeffrey. So nepotism is this sort of a thing. It's a word that begins with the letter N.
Jimmy. I wasn't telling you to talk about nepotism. I was simply using the phrase, but as long as we're on the subject, Jimmy, could you please talk about nepotism?
Okay. That's on me again. I'd forgotten that was a phrase. I mean, you can see how confused...
Jimmy. I was just using the common phrase, Jimmy. I wasn't telling you to talk about nepotism. I was simply using the phrase, but as long as we're on the subject, Jimmy, could you please talk about nepotism? So you see, I wasn't actually telling you that I was using a phrase and to talk about nepotism. I was just using a phrase about using a phrase and talking about nepotism. You know, just because you're my son, Jimmy, doesn't mean I can help the fact that your name's Jimmy, just like the name in the phrase, which uses the name Jimmy. You're such a nagging Nancy.
You know, I'm actually not familiar with that phrase.
What phrase? I didn't use any phrases.
What about Jimmy? I wasn't telling you to talk about nepotism. I was simply using the phrase, but as long as we're on the subject, Jimmy, could you please talk about nepotism? That phrase.
What? Why are you talking to yourself? Let's just get into our first topic.
Okay. Black people are big on nepotism because they're all brothers and sisters.
Look, Jimmy, Jimmy Jeffrey Burner III Calloway. Look, I didn't give you this job so you could be racist. Now, let's get into our first topic.
Yes, Grandma.
Shane.
Hey, come.
You're still here.
Yeah.
Are you?
This is going great.
That was a fun half hour.
It was.
So, thanks for tuning in to If I'm Loud or I'm Right.
Yeah.
I'm Jeffrey Burner.
And I'm Jimmy Jeffrey Burner III Calloway.
I'm still Shane Brendan.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Nepotism.
Right? Oh, you were here for that?
No, I wasn't.
Sure. You know what I already like the most about this episode? Hmm. Seamless.
Yeah.
Completely true. Seamless. Yeah. It's going so
right.
smoothly.
If someone were editing this, they wouldn't have to.
Ugh, that would be the easiest job in the world. You just put the thing on, you go out and you have a sandwich.
Just one take.
You come back, it's take. Edited itself.
I mean, of course, this is all genuine. You know, we're not in character if anything, or anything like that.
Why would you even mention something?
I didn't know it was a... I'm kind of in the character. Am I not supposed to...
No, your character is Shane Brendan.
Oh.
So, yeah. It's going
perfect. Quite, Matt Lockwood, you're doing a fantastic job doing Shane Brendan.
Thanks. Well, I've been watching a lot of BET.
Right.
I just started reading The Source.
Right.
Mm. They're still publishing that, are they?
It's an e-mag.
Oh.
Right.
Nepotism.
That works out well.
Right. Well, other than the bloodiness of the Source Awards battles of 95, we should probably get into our first topic.
We probably should.
Okay. Well, let's see. The first topic up for debate, a discussion, is the manufacturers of Mexican candy are suing the makers of ass. Yeah. Claiming the flavors of both are far too similar for it to be coincidental. Jimmy, what's your take?
Well, yes. Thanks for asking. Now, look, you know, it's ridiculous that these candy companies are suing. They're such babies. It's just candy-ass candy companies suing over this. It's not sweet.
Jeffrey, okay, you know what? Look, I know you just started, but I'm going to have to go ahead and interrupt. The makers of Mexican candy are just... They just want to get to the bottom of this subject. That's all they're after. And the makers of ass say to themselves, hey, why not Pulparindo flavored? I say Pulparindo flavored. Now, the owners of Mexican candy, as we know, are...
look, you know, okay, just because... the main basis for this case, of course, other than the taste, is the fact that there was lead poisoning in asses, much like Mexican candy. But you know what? I say my ass, okay, is also Mexican candy. But on the butt end of these things, okay... You know, sure, when God made ass, maybe Mexican candy was somewhere in the foreground of inspiration. But, you know, does candy fart, huh? Does candy do that fantastic thing where it farts and makes poop,
right at the
I think not.
Top of a podcast, for chance.
Huh?
Like at the top of a podcast recording?
Oh, like, yeah, a lot like that. Mm. Anyway.
I just wanted to frame a reference.
Right. So, the point here is...
Jeffrey, if you could just stop with all this shit-talking for just one moment. Now, the makers of Lead have also weighed in on this. And what they're continually pushing is their agenda to not be pronounced as lead in my head when I read the word on paper, which I don't think is really has anything to do with this topic.
Not at all.
Whatsoever.
Right.
Why they would even bring this up is beyond me.
Me too.
Now, you want to bring God into this. I say, fine. God did make the delicious taste of ass. So, therefore, I don't see where they get off, the makers of ass, get off suing Mexican candy. Is that the right topic? Have I gotten it backwards? No. I haven't, because I know this issue through my heart and my soul.
Are you... do you have some sort of crazy sugar higher off of here? Okay? You know, sure, these Mexican candy companies are a little peppier than the... that doesn't make sense. But look! You know, sure, Mexican candy and ass, they're very similar. That's a coincidence, you know? I mean, sure, you know, some people prefer to have sex with Mexican candy because it's tighter. You know, and, but, you know, that's just coincidence. Sure, the esophagus leads into the Mexican candy, but...
Jeffrey, yeah. I've got to say, once again, I am simply not a flan of this, topic whatsoever. Now, the makers of Mexican candy, making as they do Mexicans... Making as they do Mexicans. Now, look, I'll level with you gentlemen right here. I think you probably are both aware
I'm
of
glad
this.
You finally stepped off of that pedestal so you would be at the same...
At the same level?
As we all, we're all naturally the same height, so... Yeah.
Okay, look, you guys. I've eaten a lot of ass in my time. And I gotta tell you, the makers of all this ass really think that they have a case here. I gotta tell you, they ain't tasting the ass that I've been tasting, am I right?
Well, look, look here.
I'm looking.
Okay. Well, sure, there's some uncanny similarities. There's some similarity with no cans whatsoever, okay? But I myself, once upon a time, I ate a bunch of Mexican candy that happened to be full of laxatives, this Mexican candy, and a bunch of Mexican candy came out of my Mexican candy. And, you know, that may be viewed as a little bleh, you know? A little bleh, but I possess here in my right ass a piece of incontrovertible evidence which will prove indubitably that certain things are correct.
You know what? We're going to move on. We're going to move on to the next topic here. Let's see. For most of human history, men have enjoyed the freedom to travel abroad culturally different places and murder people. Should women also be allowed this most basic of decent human rights? Jeffrey, your take?
Yes, thank you, Shane. Look. Okay. Now I'm hip, right? I'm liberal.
Yes.
Right? If the skirts want their rights, hey, I'm not gonna stand in their way. As long as the dishes are washed and the, you know, floors are mopped and all that sort of stuff. But look, we cannot have women going abroad and murdering people when there are so many murders needed here at home. It's a domestic issue. Now, I, for one, am not going to stand still and let this nation's...
Well, let me tell you something, Jimmy. Okay? You know, of course women should be allowed to serve overseas. I think what should be noted here is, you know, a beautiful handicapped woman, much lower standards than a non-handicapped beautiful woman, okay? And I think that's my cup of tea. And also, you know, people think you're a great person if your girlfriend's in a wheelchair. Did I mention my girlfriend's in a wheelchair?
Yes, you have.
Although,
but...
that's not from battle or anything. That's because I'm a very bad boyfriend. But look here. Jimmy, that is offensive, okay? But I gotta...
Look, can we roll on to another subject here? Now... When you say that women should serve overseas, I couldn't agree more. But this is not about waitressing jobs. This is about what needs to be done. Us as a country, as a nation. Now look, we went and imported all these women from Mexico, from Japan,
from other foreign countries and exotic locales. And now we're just going to send them right off to fucking kill people in other parts of the world?
Please don't swear, Jim. What kind of... offensive.
I'm sorry, what did I say?
You said fucking.
That's... You said Japan.
You know, when Japan comes up, the next thing to come out of my... But that's really neither here nor there. Now, if I...
You just have to go and open your big fat mouth, don't you, Jimmy?
Now, look, okay? Women deserve the same basic human rights to murder people as everyone else. As the Founding Fathers stated, we all deserve our rights to life, liberty, and the ability to murder people of different colors. Okay? It's just a basic human right. And I think of all the benefits to the equality that we would find if women could do this. They could wear pretty skimpy uniforms. Wouldn't that be sexy? And, you know, women killing women. I don't know. And look, but, you know, let me tell you another thing about this.
Before you tell me another thing, Jeffrey Berner, I mean, as long as you're bringing the Founding Fathers into this, a bunch of deadbeat dads, you ask me, they also wrote, and I'm surprised you neglected to mention this, all men are created equal, and all broads should bring me another beer. Now, is that really the sort of sentiment that we want to go along? Look, I'm pro woman.
You are a professional
woman. I am a professional woman. So I know exactly what is expected of me in this society. And what it is not to be expanding my horizons or broadening my experiences. Broadening! But to be more narrow-minded and to be more restricted and closed so that when I raise my children, they grow up with the proper neuroses to fit into the American society.
Well, I've got
society.
A sandwich for you, Jimmy. Okay? Now look, you know, of course women are here, you know, to help clean and do other...
Finally we agree.
Yeah. No, it's one of my favorite household accessories. But, you know, to think that women don't have the same bloodlust as us, it's ignorant. Of course a woman wants to murder just as much as we do. We're equals, after all, and we need to murder these people who are unequal to us. Obviously.
Jeffrey, I hate to interrupt when you're talking about murder, but I have here, in my right hand, a piece of...
Mexican candy?
Mexican candy. Here in my left hand, I hold a...
I think it's time to move on to the next topic. Here we go.
Piece of incontrovertible evidence.
And it's not a convertible?
Right,
there's a Corvette in your left hand.
Is that what I said? That's what I said, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right.
So, Shane.
Oh, hey, Shane.
Hey, what's up?
I guess we're never going to find out if these broads should travel abroad.
I guess we never will.
Hi-o.
Hi-o.
It's a military call.
Hi-o.
Yeah.
I'm still here. Okay, next topic. The North Korea versus South Korea rap beef came to a climactic point last night after they had what will go down as one of the most brutal rap battles in international history. Who won? Jimmy, go.
Well, I'm going to get straight to the source of this
okay,
one.
Okay, that's cool.
Now, let me tell you something. You know, the North Koreans, just amazing performance. Just, you know... I'd say South Korea got Kim Jong owned, okay? Especially after North Korea's latest hot hip hop album, Kim Jong Illmatic. I think
Jeffrey, I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised that I mean, what rap battle in an Asian country were you watching? Was it one in Laos, perhaps? Because the one that I saw, South Korea was clearly the front runner in that. MC Ong Yong has never been more on top of his game. And, I mean, you ask me, I mean, it's just...
Oh, shit! No! Look, I think you're making some lousy points. That's what I'd say about your thing on Laos. Now, look, okay? North Korea, the North Korean citizens were certainly on the side of North Korea here. As with guns pointed at them, they went, oh, in unison, as some would say in a fake-seeming way, but I say it was genuine as hell. And now, obviously, the North was in the right here, much like in the Civil War. It's a similar type of thing, I think. But, you know, the North Koreans, they had the support of Dennis
Rod Mann,
Who is that?
He's a rapper, I think.
Is that?
He's this black guy. He's a rapper.
Wait, say the name again?
Dennis Rodman.
Rodman.
It's, you know how there's, like, Red Man.
Okay.
And Method Man.
He was in the Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Oh, you know what? I'll have my niece Google his name later for me. I'm not... Okay. I'll take you at your word, though. Okay.
Korea rules everything around me. Or Kim rules everything. Some other version of that joke. Look. Okay. Now,
Jeffrey. I mean, you keep drawing all these parallels. There's, like, 38 of these parallels. But, you know what? Why don't we have some examples here? There was, MC Ong Yong, as I mentioned,
mm-hmm.
when he said, "This battle's easy as 1, 2, 3, got up in your girl's DMZ." I think he was clearly the winner of that particular round.
Oh, well, I'll tell you a thing or two. Okay, North Korea had some dope-ass rhymes as well.
Do tell.
As was reported. For example, they said, "If communism's right, well, you're straight wrong. I'll invade your borders with my Mao Zedong." That's what they said. Also listed here, referencing the great Soviet Union still in power, as we all know.
Of course.
They said, you know, "You gotta eat lots of potatoes. Those are good for your health. You know, call your face the proletariat. Time to spread the wealth." That was another thing they said. There was some straight distance. They got
okay. You know what, Jeffrey? Fine. I will admit that those are somewhat dope rhymes. Sure. Yeah. But what about this from MC Ngo Dinh Diem, who's Vietnamese? I don't know how that worked out. "Police action all up in your grill. When you enforce his shoot, they shoot to kill. He's threatening murder, Jeffrey. Are you really gonna? You really gonna mess with all that?" Or, for example, "Don't like capitalism. Go ahead and blow me. Your 401k is just your sperm count, homie." That's pretty good. Whoever wrote that really did me a favor by allowing me to say that.
The high school student in their calculus class a couple years ago.
You know what? If only I could get a hold of him.
Look here. Look. Okay. I say South Korea got totalitarianly dissed. That's what I say. They were straight dissed. You know, the rap group from North Korea, Run DMZ, okay? Their rhymes were so dope that people were actually trying to escape North Korea to get away from the dopeness. I assume that's why they were trying to escape North Korea. Okay.
Yes, but Jeffrey, what about these reports that I heard from my sources where esteemed rapper Snoop Doggy Dogg was going to perform on behalf of North Korea, but the North Koreans seem to have eaten him?
Really?
Yes. I mean, doesn't that seem like kind of a racist thing for them to do?
A little
like
racist. Just... I think you were Snoop lying about that.
But I'm not. I'm actually telling...
Well, look.
Can we get that rundown old jalopy car out of here? It keeps making that noise while we're trying to debate. It's really distracting. It's very distracting.
Sorry, my hobo friends are waiting for me out in the car. Borrow these mittens.
They have a raccoon tail tied to their antenna. It's just... It's sticky is what it is.
It's more for looks.
Anyway, Jeffrey, you were saying.
Well, I was saying.
Because I hate to interrupt.
I've picked up on that. Now look.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Well, for starters, I think there was
One of my favorite Korean rap groups are the Yin Money Millionaires.
right. They're the grand leaders in rap, I'd say.
I wouldn't disagree with that.
It's a group of them. There's a group of them.
There's a group of them?
Yeah.
So I happen to possess, in my right rap group,
uh-huh.
my right Beastie Boys, a piece of incontrovertible evidence, and you gotta fight for your right to liberate.
You know what?
Incontrovertible.
I think we've said everything that needs to be said.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think everything.
Literally everything on all these topics. Yeah. So much to so that there was absolutely nothing that I could have added.
I picked up on that.
In any of it because it was
you
like
know what?
We were both in my brain.
I think what Shane adds to the podcast, touch of class.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Just a touch. Yeah. But a very important touch. Plus, his glasses are nicer than
I was touched in glass.
I think touching is the most important thing when it comes to a three-way relationship.
Right? Yeah. Because if without that, there's just there's something lacking.
Yeah.
Something that you can't put your finger on.
Yeah.
Or in
touch. Yeah. Anyway.
My Mexican candy puckered at least a half a dozen times when you guys just really got hot and heavy about letting those broads go abroad, you know, chicks with big dicks. Dicks, metaphorically speaking, being guns.
Right.
And things of that.
You know, Shane, as much as we would like to hear more about your family, I really think
it's you know time what? To get on. Let's just...
The people want to know who's won.
You know, it was tight.
Oh, boy.
It was tight, and it was
unlike my Mexican candy.
And it was close.
Just gonna reposition myself here.
But I think the...
Oh, oops, I dropped this piece of Mexican candy.
Oh, right. You know what? We're gonna have to have a conversation off air.
Okay.
It's enough.
Okay.
It's enough.
All
right. Well, let's not keep anyone else waiting.
Let's not.
The clear choice for the winner of everything we discussed has to go to Jimmy Calloway.
Hey! I completely agree. I thoroughly concur.
My Mexican candy. Oh, this is really going to spice
this
up.
This episode has had more swearing in it. Mexican candy, this and Mexican candy, that. I mean, it's really, I'm going to wash both your mouths out.
Japan this.
Right? It's disgusting.
Fukushima that shit.
Jamie Gambling is not smiling upon us right now.
Hey, don't, Shane.
Sorry.
Say her name like that.
Well, Jeffrey gave me
her
this pamphlet.
Agents are, I know.
My key, man.
She has eyes and ears everywhere. I'm just saying, that's what I've heard.
Yeah.
So let's just be...
And Mexican candies every...
Every what?
Huh?
All right, Jeffrey Berner.
What a delicious turkey sandwich.
As you may or may not recall, as winner, I get to challenge you to a hearty game of truth and or dare. So I put it to you, Jeffrey Berner. Will you choose truth? Or will you be some kind of an asshole and choose dare?
I don't think we play that game on this show.
We don't play that gam?
That game. I don't think we play Truth or Dare on this show. I don't know what you're talking. Do we play that on this show?
Am I thinking of something else? Am I thinking of a different...
Yeah, like Wordplay, I think, does that. Wordplay
with the Punsters. With the Punsters.
With Raul Zambrano.
With Raul Zambrano and Jake Dishroon, yeah.
That's a good podcast.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
They had one good episode, probably. With this one guy who's really great.
Oh, Brian Faust. I love that episode. Right?
Powerful.
Did you felt that?
I did.
In places that I had no idea I had feelings. Okay. All right, Jeffrey. I will take care to remind you that you are under oath. So reminding you of that, have you ever lied under oath?
Yes.
You liar! I know for a fact that you've never lied under oath, and you therefore have just lied under oath.
So I was telling the truth?
Yes, you were lying.
Under oath?
Yes, beneath the shade of the oath tree that we keep in the studio.
We don't keep an oath tree in the studio, you're lying under oath. Oh look, there's now an oath tree in the studio. I guess you weren't lying under oath, and you were lying under oath.
Right, now we are all lying under oath.
Ain't that the truth?
There's no such thing as truth.
Ain't that the truth?
And see.
What an embarrassing truth I've just revealed. I'm super.
I think you revealed more embarrassing. You know. So that's it for this episode of If I'm Loud or I'm Right.
Spanking yo Mexican candies everywhere.
So how did I do? Do I get the job?
Shane.
Do I get to,
I think you'll be here.
You know what? Look.
Everything you guys wanted to do. I drug this big ass tree in here, and
our problem with a lot of moderators is they always talk a lot and contribute.
It's just
right.
always blah blah blah.
Their incessant.
Jeffrey and I are the clear stars of the show.
Exactly.
Yeah. When we choose someone to be on the show, we don't want them to be on the show.
No.
We just kind of want them to sit. We just like the company.
Yeah.
Our Mexican candies get lonely.
And you are some of my favorite company, Shane Brennan. I mean that from the bottom of my lying heart.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So yeah, I think, right? I think Shane's going to be here. I think this is going to work out perfectly.
As Jamie Gamblin is my witness,
Jamie Gambler, a former moderator, is my witness.
You know, and I know you, and I know you wouldn't say something to that effect unless you meant it completely sincerely, because otherwise you would be in great peril.
No, yeah, I swear to Jamie Gambling on your lying heart all that right. I am telling the truth.
Okay.
And I've never lied under oath.
Nope.
Or I've lied under... So.
So anyway.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks there, guys.
Hey. Hey. Thanks for tuning in to If I'm Loud or Emirate.
For tuning in.
I've been Jeffrey Berner. I'm having my name changed after having done this.
And I will continue to be Jimmy Calloway.
I've changed my name to Jimmy Calloway.
I'm still Shane Brendan.
Good job, by the way, Matt Lockwood, at doing it. Shane Brendan.
And Matt Lauer.
And Matt Lauer. Well, thanks for listening. And as always.
Tuberculosis.
Unicycles.
Hey there, listeners. This is Jeffrey Berner again. Just saying, if you liked this podcast, and you'd like to hear some more episodes or something of that sort, please go to pointandyell.com/podcasts to look at this podcast, and also some better podcasts. Thanks.
Hey, listeners.
Hey.
The theme music was written and recorded by Hattie Fever. So thanks to him.
Thank you.
Oh, hey, you guys, another thing really quick.
Yeah,
Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Thank you.
Quickly.
How you doing?
More quick.
Go on. So anyway, if you have any topics you'd like to hear me and James Calloway debate, me and Jimmy, JC, Jimmy Carter,
hi.
If you have anything you'd like to hear us debate, please send any topic ideas to JeffreyBernerComedian@gmail.com. JeffreyBernerComedian@gmail.com. That brief email title. Any topics you'd like to hear us debate, and maybe we'll use them, and then we'll credit you at the end of this, and boy, what a gift that will be to you.
Hey, and also, if you're on the Twitter machine, you should follow us at Louder and Right, despite the look that Jeffrey's giving me right now.
The look of sexual desire, that is. Anyway, thanks
all right.
For hearing this.
Jeffrey, let's go.
Let's
go!
Zip.
This has been a Point and Yell production. Yeah, I think the words, but sometimes they don't come out of my mouth no good.